broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we're back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, almost getting set to wrap things up, final hour or so, here at the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference, brought to you by TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. And we've been talking to business leaders and industry leaders and technology leaders all day long, and that continues right now as Jennifer Lucas joins us with EY. Jennifer, thank you for stopping by.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I found out earlier when we spoke to Rodrigo that EY now is Ernst & Young.
That's right.
Everybody's heard of Ernst & Young. Some folks still getting used to the EY name, I guess, with the transformation about, what, 4 or 5 years ago or so?
Correct, yes.
What's your role with the company?
I lead our payments practice, and so we help financial services organizations, both large and small, as well as payment processors, networks, and fintechs in the payment space, whether they're dealing with a risk issue or they're innovating new products and services. We help all across the board and globally as well.
For those that might have missed our earlier interview with Rodrigo, give us a brief synopsis of EY and what your company specializes in.
Sure. Ernst & Young, now EY.
Are they still referred to as Ernst & Young?
Yeah, LLC. I mean, it's a rebranding exercise, primarily because Ernst & Young is known from our tax perspective, tax and audit. But over the past 10 years, it has grown significantly on the advisory side, and when I say management consulting, so Big Four management consulting. So my organization's focus is on financial services, and we provide advisory services, whether it's project management, complete innovation, digital transformation, customer experience, as well as best-in-class payment process optimization. So we do a broad range of things, leveraging best practices across the globe. And we really have expanded beyond just your typical Big Four accounting firm. And we are an advisory firm. We actually were just named one of the most innovative firms in the U.S., primarily because of our digital investment. So we're really on the digital forefront, helping clients with their digital transformation.
Of course, if you are in the financial area, so you're in the right spot here.
Oh, yeah.
What's your day been like so far here at FinTech South?
It's been active, busy, I would say, highly intellectually stimulating. There are small firms, there are large firms, there are government officials, there are advisory firms like myself, and then there are investors here. So it's really a great platform to bring buyers and sellers of both real concepts and money exchange as well as idea exchange. So it's been quite fun.
How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've only been doing about a year. I'm new to consulting. I'm a reformed or former banker. I was in banking for 25 years working for large financial services organizations. So I've joined the dark side of consulting and taking my experience and the fun side of working at the bank and how it can help banks now with my experience as well as being backed by a huge firm like EY.
So you're a recovering banker.
No. It's still fun. I love banking. I always would say I wasn't really a banker. I was more of a developer, product development person, and it just happened to be in banking. It's very fascinating. I've seen a lot of changes over my career from the beginning of the dot-com phase through a lot of through the crisis as well as now kind of in the digital age. It's been quite fun.
Yeah, the technology is amazing. You have to stay on top of it. It seems to change every single day.
It's complex. Places like this are helpful because you think you're on top of it and then you learn something new. So
you're sadly mistaken.
And payments is also that way. I mean, payments is a part of fintech. And so whether you're using a debit card, a credit card, a real-time payment, which is brand new, everything is changing, whether it's the customer experience, the economics, the risks, the compliance, and the digital experience is all changing. So it's really fun. It's extremely dynamic, but it's not a place to show up if you want to just make the donuts.
Let me ask you about the technology and so forth. Where do you see it progressing as things continue to change? Any ideas of what things might look like 5 years from now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think, you know, what I'm closest to right now, where I think is a safe bet, if you will, from an evolution perspective, is real-time payments. The ability to send money between people and for the banks to settle in real time, it's here, it's real, it's not fictional, and it's happening, and the banks are implementing it. It's not just the speed of payment. So if you think about the gig economy and that's growing and people are not in a paycheck cycle, they're in a per job cycle, the ability to help people with cash flow is incredibly important. And so real-time payments, which is the first payment system to be built in the United States in 40 years, is in the process of being implemented by the large financial institutions and even the smaller ones, that the concept of float will go away. And also with that, it's not just the speed of payments, it's the information. So you'll be able to see everything that happened with that payment, whether you're a business or a person. There's not the where's my check is in the mail, like it's going to be eradicated.
You can't use that excuse
anymore.
Like,
it's no like, oh, I thought I sent it to you. No, it is instant. It's good to go. And there's this no like, where's my money? There's no need for a FedEx tracker with money. It's digitally native. And the fact that it takes you don't know where it is in the system today is still a bit of a head scratcher, but that will be eradicated in 5 years. I also think global commerce will just continue to grow, and the ability to buy and sell products and services globally at a low cost with very limited foreign transaction fees is happening and will happen at an accelerated pace.
Just amazes me, because I'm not in this field, of course, every day, so it amazes me. One of the commercials I see on TV is the one where, oh, I owe you money, so I type something in my phone, and then I have my phone touch your phone, and boop.
That's right.
You now have my money.
So if you are, of my age, you remember the cult classic Better Off Dead with John Cusack, the newspaper guy saying, where's my $2? Like you can send a payment request to your friend, and they have, they pay you, so you don't have to do the harassment of where's my $2. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite movies. So I had to use that as an example. Not everybody will get that, but
right, exactly. It's a young person's game now these days. With the technology, the ones that are coming out of school, they grew up with this. I mean, so I was talking to one of the folks earlier when we were doing an interview, and I said, our kids or our kids' kids, they may never touch a dollar or an actual quarter or coin or something.
Yeah, I mean, mine still like to hold cash. I've got teenagers, but
they say cash is king, and then our grandkids are going to go, what's cash?
What's cash? Well, I had the out-of-body experience of being in a bakery where a millennial was, their mother had given them a check to fill out to pick up a cake, and she looked around the shop, and she chose me to tell her how to do it. And I go,
how to write a check.
Is it because I'm old? Right. So it'll be similar. Like, you want cash? Yes. Cash is still actually growing these days. I mean, it's still king. But I think the more innovations we have and the easier things get and the lower cost it becomes, the more accessible it becomes, it'll be reduced. I'm still fascinated by the debate publicly about cash only businesses, like some restaurants were not cash only, but electronic payments.
They're
only
like cashless,
right? And so there's a debate of whether that's accessible for all or not, and I hope to see that eradicated in 5 years as well, where everybody has access to electronic payments and a stored value account and can use it regardless if it's a bank account or a stored value service.
For the record, Jennifer, that person did not ask you for help because you looked old. They asked you because you looked like a very nice person.
Oh, that's very kind. The funny thing was I helped with Check 21 transformation, which was the imaging of checks back in the early 2000s. So maybe she just knew that and knew that I knew about check law, which was kind of funny, but. Anyway.
Be that as it may, thank you so much for
taking
a few minutes to come by and talk with us. It's been great. Keep up the great work, and we wish you nothing but success.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Jennifer Lucas with Ernst Young, or EY these days as they're called. And we'll probably have just one or two more interviews before we are done here as things are starting to wrap up at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's the FinTech South Technology Conference here on Business Radio X.